All right, well, you've been to my seminars before, my getting up and speaking. Let's do the crazy eights. Get up. You're going to do, everybody stand up. We need a little energy boost. We're going to do right hand. I'm your mirror. Right hand, left foot, eight, and count down. Eight, 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 seven, 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 seven. This is an improv warm-up, and it's to get your blood flowing. Ready? And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 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 One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. 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 One, two, three, four, five, six. 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 One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. Let me hear you. One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four. One, two, three. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three. One, two, three. 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 1 1 1 1. Woo! Thank you. Okay, first of all, I love that it's called Let's Get Loud, because I have probably the biggest mouth in show business. I was a loud kid, one of six kids. My mom would say, run around the block a couple of times to get rid of some of that energy. Because, you know, when you're one of six, you're like cats in a bag. You're like, you know, you are part of a litter, so you have to find something that distinguishes you from your brothers and sisters, and I was always the loud one. So I'm very excited to be part of this Let's Get Loud. It's so great. I love that the t-shirts are lime green and they show up. I love that some of us are wearing bright pink. It's so great, because let me tell you something. This is a message you can get loud about. You can! This is something you should be shouting from the rooftops and anywhere else that people will listen to. I've been with Youngevity now. It's really funny. I figured this out. 2 years, 2 months, 2 days. How exciting is that? Two, two, two. Two, 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 two. It's like that. And I'm telling you, this is the craziest thing about this company. Everything that you saw me talk about, it's not only true, but every single person is getting younger. Every single person looks better than they did 2 years ago. Nobody is getting older in this company. It's like a time warp. You take 90 for life, and you're like better looking than ever before. It's the craziest thing. Every single person, I don't care who it is. I mean, every single person looks better than they did 2 years ago, and the people that I talked to, I mean, we were all together 6 months ago on September the 26th. That's the last time I was seeing all of you. And everybody doesn't look like they've aged 6 months. Everyone looks like they've gone back in time. It's the craziest, greatest thing. You guys must feel so good talking about it. Because let me tell you something. I've been doing health for a very long time. And, you know, I have been paying attention to the way people eat. I lost my parents very young. My father died of a heart attack when he was 52. My mom died of arthritis when she was 58. She was a dancing teacher. She was teaching dancing in December, went to bed with the flu in January. It was a brutal Chicago winter, so she went into the hospital in February. She had her leg amputated in April, and she died in May. 58 years old, okay? She did not have OsteoFX to help her then. I didn't know Doc Wallach then. This was in 1978 that she passed away. But I could have saved her life. So I became very interested in health because I knew that there was a better way out there. And let me tell you something. So many things that I've been aware of or taking, you know, kind of knew about, etc. There's a tsunami of health now. People want answers. People want to know good information. And there's so much noise. This is the noise they should be listening to. It is. This is the good noise. This is the noise that you guys should be out there getting loud and being so excited because you are onto something. This company is so amazing, and I have really seen changes over the last 2 years. Wow. Before it was coffee, chocolate, supplements, 90 for life. Now it's everything. It's how you, what you wear, it's how you think, it's how you remember. It's so many products, so many great things that, you know, it is a total picture, a total health picture, and it's all available to you right now. It's all there. As he said, as Bill Angioli said, this man, Doc Wallach, he's done his homework. You know, he's done it, and it's all there. It is all there available to you. You know, and you, let me tell you something, you have a responsibility. You have a responsibility because you know. And once you know, you can't choose not to know anymore. You can't. You know. You know. So if you're hiding your light under a bushel because you're like, oh, I'm so scared. Oh, I don't know if I should say this. Oh, I don't want to cross a line. Oh, I don't want to take that chance. I don't want to, you know, kind of interfere with somebody else's life or influence them, or I'm feeling so shy, so quiet. No, you owe it to yourself and to those people to be loud, to make some noise, and to take responsibility for changing people's lives. You know, every single time I come here, I get so inspired. I want to be a better person. Every single time I get here, I feel like, oh, what more can I do? What more? You know, what more can I do in my life? What more? I'm a mother of two boys. One of them's 20, the other one's 19. They're both in college. Although this week, my 19-year-old brought 8 frat, you know, fraternity brothers to my house. They're doing spring break at my house. That's been a trip. And it's been an incredible experience watching these young kids. And my son, he takes his longevity, and, you know, I wanted some of the boys to try because they're athletes and everything else. I mean, it's an amazing product that you can give young to old. It doesn't matter. When I'm on a movie shoot, and Derek's so funny. I'm doing 10 Hallmark movies, and I always request a refrigerator in my room in all of the locations that I have, because I have to bring my, you know, all my supplements and stuff with me. So I have my OsteoFX in the refrigerator. You can do it. You can do it. There's no excuse. There's no excuse, because once you know, you can't choose not to know anymore. And all of the knowledge, the power, it's all available to you. You just have to take responsibility and say, hey, you know what? Do I want to be my best? Do I want my friend to be the best? Do I want my sister, my brother, my aunt, my uncle, my parents, my children? Do I want them to be their best? Then you have to take the responsibility, because you know what the best is now. You know what the best is now. It's easy. You know, I say this every time I'm up here in front of you guys, and it's something that I started saying a long time ago. Look, being healthy is hard. Let's face it. You can't do all the stuff that maybe you think you're supposed to be able to do and indulge in stuff. Being healthy is hard. Being unhealthy is hard. Being unhealthy, walking around imprisoned in a body that doesn't serve you well, or feeling like you don't have the brain cells to sort of express yourself, you're tired all the time, your energy is low, that's hard. Being unhealthy is hard. Maintaining your health is hard. It is, because you have to take responsibility, you have to think about, what do I do today? It's all hard. How do I hydrate? How do I stay away from this, this, and this? How do I take my supplements? Things like that. It's all hard. So pick your hard. Pick your hard. It's all hard. This is an easy hard. It is. This is an easy hard, because it's all laid out for you. It's all mapped out. I mean, I love seeing Andre. I love seeing everybody that's here. Dr. Lewis, Avelia, everyone. Nassima, everyone. The Briskies, of course, the Wallachs, Michelle. My God, she looks fantastic. I loved her. We did this thing in September. I hope we do another one this year. It was unbelievable. This woman's issue, this woman's seminars and stuff, this whole day for women in Atlanta. I mean, this company, you know, of course, Steve Wallach, Doc Wallach, the whole team, and Bill Andreoli. I mean, everyone is so great here. These are people who have done their homework, who have laid it out for you, who have made it possible for you to now feel the strength of not only your convictions, but you're getting younger, and you can feel better, and you can take responsibility and be the best you can be, and now share it with others. You know, I'm a very busy person. I have, you know, I have this daily radio show I'm doing with Ted Anderson. We have stations all over the country. We're online. I'm doing these 10 movies for Hallmark. I'm writing another book. I'm doing a Food Network show. I'm doing, like, so many different things. So many things. I couldn't be me without longevity. And you can't be you without longevity. That's the first three letters. Really. You can't be you without longevity, because longevity makes you feel like you're in your body properly. I've never seen happier people. Every year, you're going to get better the longer you take it. Every year, your bones are going to be better. Your energy is going to be better. Your brain is going to be better. Your memory. Every single thing about you improves when you are taking these products because it makes so much sense. All you have to do is listen to one of Doc Wallach's lectures and you get it. You totally get it. I was with a woman 2 days ago. I was on a show and there was a woman who was with me. And, you know, she was somebody I could tell was at first like a little leery because we were going to talk a little bit about health and stuff. And I started talking about longevity. And she was, you know, she's 42 years old. She's you know, morbidly obese. And my heart broke for her because I thought, this woman is a natural healer. She has not been shown the right way. I always feel like somebody who's suffering from a weight problem or, some kind of disease or low energy or even a pimple on their face, anyone who is suffering from anything, it's usually because they're natural healers, but they're not doing the right things for their bodies. They're not doing what they should be doing. And all they have to do is start doing the right thing and their bodies respond, like immediately. You can just see it, right? Am I right? Yeah. I feel sorry for the people who feel like, oh, I can eat anything. I don't have to take vitamins. Forget about water. Forget about this, this, and this. I can have gluten. I can eat whatever I want. I feel bad for the people who say, you know, nothing phases me. I can, like, eat what I want, you know, drink, blah, blah, blah. No, those are the people that I'm most worried about. It's the people who aren't doing those things or who are doing some of those things and their body is saying something's not right. Those are the people that you have to appeal to. Those are the people that you have to say, no, I know how to heal you. I know how to give you something that your body is lacking. I mean, because let's face it, we are stuffing our faces, but we are starving our bodies because our food has no nutrients in it, has no minerals. We've robbed our soil, we've robbed our air, and this is the way to bring those good things back. That's it. It's like a math problem. You know, this plus this equals this. And when you don't have those things, you've got to add those things. Where is that plus? You know, I always feel like it might be your fault. It might be your fault if you're suffering from kind of like weight or malaise or, some kind of like physical problem. It might be your fault that you take that first cookie or that first bad thing that you might be craving. It might be your fault that you take the first one. But afterwards, that food has its own agenda. That food is designed with a bliss point in it, not too sweet, not too salty, to just make you crave more and more and more and more. And pretty soon you're eating more and more and more, but the food has been so denatured that there's nothing in it, that your body says, wait, something's off here. Well, this, you know, if you take 90 for Life, if you take OsteoFX, if you take all of the supplements that you're supposed to take with this whole program, whatever it is, because, you know, I heard what Theo was saying, he took this, this, and this. When you do that, it's amazing how all of a sudden you feel in balance. All of a sudden you feel like, okay, I have energy. All of a sudden I feel like, wow, I can tackle the world. I can think clearly. I'm not like rushing, you know, I'm not like having a strong reaction to people. Everything is metabolized better. Everything works better in your life. And this is what you're selling to people. You're selling sanity. You are selling sanity to people. And a leader who is proud of the fact that they are selling sanity and balance and well-being and health and looking younger in a year or 6 months or 2 years or whatever it is. You know, you have to take responsibility. But that's the beauty of this. It's backed up by years and years of research and experience and people, the tried and true products that have now come into, you know, under the longevity umbrella. It's amazing what has happened to this company in just the 2 years, 2 months, and 2 days that I've been with it. I cannot believe how many changes and how great everybody looks and how happy everybody looks. How many people are here for the very first time? How many people have never been here before? Woo! Oh my gosh. You guys are in for such a treat because this is an amazing, amazing group of people. You're just at the first night of it. Wait till you see by Saturday, everybody's not only going to be so bonded and have such a great time together, but you will have been exposed to so many different types of thinkers and doers and leaders and everything. You're going to feel so inspired. You're going to leave Ontario going, not only can I not wait until the next one, but I can't wait to get out in front of people and share the wealth and share the information and take my responsibility to give them what they need because I know it. Let me tell you something. I've been doing health and I've seen certain things come and go and come and go. One of the trends that I know is here to stay is gluten-free. One of the trends that is definitely here to stay, more than almost any other food trend I've ever seen, gluten-free is here to stay. When four-star restaurants in New York City have gluten-free pasta on their menu, you know it's something that can't be stopped. You know that people are feeling much better. I mean, Doc Wallach made me gluten-free, and I thought I had all the answers, you know? I mean, I'm totally gluten-free because of Doc Wallach, and he was absolutely right. Come on, don't you feel better and you lose those little things? My husband, he doesn't have his love handles anymore. I mean, you know, it's quite exciting that this is the, Michael, yeah. It's so exciting that we, you know, the answers are here. You are so lucky. I mean, look at that Susan. Oh my gosh. Babelicious with the three tall, you know, the tall sons and everything else. I mean, talk about rebound. Did you see her legs? Did you see her butt? Did you see her body? That's 90 for life. That's gluten-free. That's taking responsibility and being the leader you know that you were meant to be. That's what it is. You have to take responsibility to say, you know what? I'm fabulous. I'm great. I have good information. Now let me live my life with confidence, with knowledge, with power, and now I can influence other people because I'm proud of my message. I'm proud of what I have. Am I right? Yeah. Look at Andre. He's like the only person I know who has more energy than I do. You know, and always so stylishly dressed. And you can see he just gets his crowd excited. You know, you can feel so proud of the fact that you are connected to this company and that it's wonderful people and years of experience and that the message is strong. It's so strong. It's something that you can like walk forward to and say, and you know what? It's so funny hearing them. First of all, they're like, this is like Weekend Update and SNL. It's so hilarious, though, the whole, you know, the whole thing, the way they've done it this year. Really, it's pretty amazing. And we have to be in this big, big room. We've outgrown Las Vegas. How crazy is that? We're too big for Vegas. And you think nothing's too big for Vegas. You know, but that's what I'm saying. It's like come so far in just two short years. I cannot believe how much this company has grown. And it's so great hearing these guys talk. But it's funny because, you know, they were talking about how, you know, they turn the light, people turn their lights off when they think you're coming. You know what? It's because a lot of times people aren't ready to hear the truth. A lot of times that's the resistance. You know what? People want to stay in their little rut. Their little comfort, their little normal, their little like, okay, I just want to be the normal, in the rut kind of person that I am right now in my life. They don't want to expand their horizons. They don't want to hear anything. They don't want to change because change is scary, change is different, and change is sometimes so different from what you've grown up with that you feel like, oh, how is it going to change my relationships? If I become this fabulous, energetic, you know, thinking person who can take responsibility and go out in there and do things, then what's that going to do to the rest of my family? You know, I'm sure there are a lot of women who feel sometimes, oh, I don't want to be more successful than my husband. Oh, I'm starting to feel my own power. I'm starting to feel better looking, or I'm starting to feel, you know, stronger. I see this happen with women all the time. No, let me tell you, you have to be the change, as Lisa Brisky always says, you have to be the change, and then the family will come along. You have to be that beacon of hope, that light, that lighthouse, and you have to be proud to be that person. Be proud of who you are. Be proud of the leader that you are. Be proud of taking responsibility and changing the world around you. Because let me tell you, I keep saying this, once you know, you can't choose not to know. And over these next couple of days, you're going to know so many things. You're going to be exposed to so many people, so many great speakers, so many great products. Take advantage. Network. I don't care if you're an introvert. I don't care what it is that you think you don't know. Go up and ask somebody a question. Take a picture with somebody. Go up and talk to someone. The information is here. The leaders are here to help you. Take responsibility, and every single person should go forward and feel so powerful about your having taken time for yourself to learn everything that you're going to learn over the next couple of days. I've completely run out of time, but thank you so much for this opportunity. I love you all so much. Thank you.